God bless you, Prophetess Cheryl Johnson. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm so blessed. How are you, Varian?
I'm blessed, woman of God. I'm blessed. Hold on for 1 minute. Okay. Did you enjoy praise and worship?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just drunk in the spirit, Prophetess Varian. Yes, yes. Was that Brother McCorkin, Donnie McCorkin?
That was an old one. We went back on that one. That's Alvin Slaughter.
Alvin?
Yep. Alvin, A-L-V-I-N. Alvin Slaughter.
Slaughter.
Okay. S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. You can pull him up on YouTube, and he's actually out of Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. Yeah, well, he sounds a little bit like Donnie McCorkin. I thought that's who it was. Yes, I have to put that on my iPad. That was beautiful.
Yes, he has some good, good, good stuff. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up in prayer. Is there any specific area of focus that you would like today, Prophetess Cheryl?
Relationships.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to go right into your word.
Amen.
Father God, we do thank you for Prophetess Cheryl Johnson. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we do thank you for the increase in this season. Father God, we do thank you for your wisdom, your clarity, and your understanding. Father God, we thank you for leading Prophetess Cheryl in your path, your will, in your direction. We thank you for your Holy Spirit and your ministering word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father Cheryl, I hear Father God saying this is the season of swift new beginning. Father God says, ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of new structure. New structure in the home and new structure in each area of your life. Now, concerning relationship and partnership, are you seeing someone right now?
No, I'm not seeing anyone, but someone interesting came into my experience, but it's not any, so no, I'm not seeing anyone.
Okay. Are you interested in the individual that came into your presence?
Not at first, but definitely now there's just a soul kind of recognition or just a soul connection, I think. He is a man of God, and what makes it interesting, because you gave me a word about someone odd and unusual.
Okay.
And you prophesied a lot, and he kind of was trying to get my, I mean, just kind of coming into my, not in the way of even relationship or anything like that, but I just kept seeing him. We just kind of connecting, and I kind of was kind of resistant, and I don't know, some things have changed. He just seemed to fit the description of the type of person you were prophesying. So I just wanted clarity, you know, I just and this is not someone who's asked me or anything in terms of a relationship or anything. It's just someone who, I don't know, I wanted you to look at. I can tell you his name, I don't know. Before I invest anything emotionally or, you know what I'm saying, before, I just wanted clarity.
Yes, and that's wisdom. And Prophet Cheryl, what is the person's name?
His name is Dana Brown.
Okay, spell the first name.
It's D-A-N-A.
D is in David, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, Dana Brown, B-R-O-W-N with an E or no E at the end?
It's an N. And he happened to tell me his birthday is January 19th.
Okay, you know what year?
No, I don't know what year.
Okay, go right ahead.
It's just so many the things that I know about him is just so we have so many things in common. You said this person would be a person who's into physical fitness. He's that. You said that he was odd and unusual. He's that. You said that he just so many things I can't say. This is which is the way in observing him, just kind of observing, you know, where I go to gym at. He does what I do in terms of health and even beyond. I don't know. It's so. Yeah, I just wanted more clarity.
Amen and amen. Now, this is very interesting. And when did you meet this person?
Just a few weeks ago, Prophetess. Just a few weeks ago. And, like, I know just from only in observing him, I mean, and him talking to me, he opened up a lot. But, you know, it was strictly platonic, or it was just a connection. I was really resistant, you know, in my heart, but I just kind of, you had said he'd be a very clean and organized kind of individual. And I work at this gym, and my ID fell. My ID card had fell on the floor, and he picked it up, and he put it, but the way he put it on my, you know, to return it to me, the Lord spoke. I just felt God, and I was like, Lord, no, you know, because he was so meticulous in the way that he did that, you know. And that's when I kind of just started looking from that point on, just kind of observing. And his interaction, how he treats the world, not so much even me, but how he's, and I didn't know he was a Christian at that point, but I started seeing how he treated people and how they were responding to him. And then I asked him, I said, are you a Christian? And he told me, yeah. And I said, oh, because your light is shining. And then what I did, Bishop had sent these, some books. So he mentors a lot. He mentors children, and he mentors a lot of different people. And so what I did, I was just led to give him Bishop's mentoring book, and he was very, very receptive. So since then, I've just been kind of observing Prophetess, but I've just kind of noticed a change in my heart. I just really started looking like, wow, this is, you know, a lot of the things that Prophetess was telling me, this is what I see, you know. And so I just want peace. I don't want to be, you know, I just want to be clear before I've invested any time and energy as to what, you know, besides that, just getting words, constantly getting words about relationships and marriage and recently. So, yeah, this is where I am.
Wow. And this is powerful. This is very, very powerful. And what I would say to you, woman of God, this is your season for this. This is definitely your season for this. There's a lot of powerful things, as you said. There's a lot of the things in the prophetic word that I would say are being tested right now. As you said, a lot of the prophetic word is him, and this is very interesting because this is just what you begin to experience and take a look at when someone starts to come into your life. Does it fit what the prophet said? Does it fit what God said? You know, and this is powerful. So what I will say to you about this individual, yeah, they're definitely unique, very unique. a lot of things you described them to the T. As you said, the mentoring of the youth, things of that nature, helping out. They're definitely a humanitarian, natural born humanitarian, just from their name, their last name. They have the ability to transcend all cultures. They definitely want to help others make a difference, even with the first letter of his last name. He definitely wants to nurture people. He wants to hold people, help people, reach out to people. And then he wants to make a difference, not only in his life, yet in the community, yet also even touch the universe and people globally. So just as you explained, is exactly what he is. Now, his first name indicates the same thing, someone who's different, someone who's unique, someone who's peculiar. The aspect of even his spirituality, when he really starts, he opened up to you in the gym, but if you guys ever sat down really just to maybe for a meal or go out for a meal or play a movie or whatever, I see even your courtship would be different. Instead of going, like always going to the movies or something, I could see you two studying together, you two going to causes or benefits or doing something for the community. So this is really an awesome union, and this is really the season for this for you. Now, one thing I will say is ask more questions. He's definitely a natural born leader. Does he have his own business?
Prophetess, I don't know anything about him. We're not even, like, he's just someone that I've seen who is not even said anything in terms of having anything with me. He's just someone who I've just kind of, recently he started to train me. He's become my trainer, so I don't know. I don't know anything about him. Other than he's like myself, has been married before. We just have a lot of things in common, even the length of time being married. But I don't know anything about him. He doesn't know me, and I don't know him.
Okay.
And we're not in a racial relationship. We don't even know.
No, I understand. You just want to see if it's even worth pursuing something. Well, you know what I heard God say? I heard God saying continue to show yourself friendly. And as you continue to communicate and speak, it's going to reveal your choice whether you want to pursue it or not. I feel you will pursue it even if it's just for friendship, and that's where relationships founded relationships begin. They begin as friendships. So the scripture says, know those who you labor amongst, and you're in the process of getting to know this person. In the process of getting to know this person, you have become attracted to this person, you like this person, you want to know more about this person. And this is perfect and divine. So continue to show yourself friendly. Ask more questions. And listen. I hear Father God saying one of the best things you'll be able to do is what you're doing right now is to listen. And he's going to love the aspect of you just being a listener and being willing and being open to him. I can't say this. I feel that because of his uniqueness, because of his habits, he's... he perceives some of the things that people have done to him in his lifetime as rejection. So you just being open to listen and being in his presence will be really powerful. Now, you said that he had been married before. Had he shared with you how long he had been married?
No. I mean, I got the impression it was in the teens. It was because it was just like these spot little conversations, I was really surprised he opened up so quickly. But I kind of sensed that it was around the same time. I feel like it's around 15 years. I definitely will confirm it out at some point, you know, in conversation with him. But he's definitely walking through. He's definitely walking through something even now that's been pretty huge. So that has really impacted his life. He's definitely... even wounded at this point.
And what you want to confirm is as you guys open up in due season, you want to confirm how long he was married, what happened if they did divorce, and make sure they are divorced, and just ask more questions and be willing to listen. He's going to ask you questions, you ask him questions back, and just confirm where he's at, his intention. Now, is he a personal trainer, or is he with someone who was working out that now trains you?
He works for Parks Department, but he's also a personal trainer.
Okay. Just don't be afraid to ask questions. And then this is I'm hearing this through the spirit. Because the society we live in today, you definitely, once you got, if you see that you're going to pursue a relationship, you definitely want to begin to ask questions. Amen. You definitely want to ask questions straight to the point, you know. And just it's only because I'm hearing the spirit, you want to find out, oh, okay, you were married. Okay, you divorced. Okay, what caused the divorce? Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? And you can, if you fail to, you can say, you know what, I failed to ask you this because I know in today's society that, you know, a lot of people find it normal, but, you know, what's your intentions as we talk? You want to definitely get the intention. And as you fail to, just make sure, and this is from the spirit, make sure you ask them, okay, you were married. Okay, you're into women, right? Women only. You know, because I know in this society, you know, a lot of couples like to go both ways, but just let them know I go one way. You know, whatever your preference is, you let them know. And this is because I'm hearing the spirit to definitely bring this up, because a lot of times people think that in this world everybody does this and that, but the spirit says to make sure you get clarity. The spirit says in all that getting understanding, and the Christian community is kind of prevalent now that there's a large population of people that we're counseling that they don't ask that question because they're Christians. And a lot of people now, especially younger women, but I know we're older, they get into a situation and they come afterwards. They say, you know what, we don't know what to do. And what you do is you speak openly. You find out, I've been asking people straight up for years, okay, you into what? I'm going one way. I'm into men only. I know it's normal in society you go both ways, but I'm into men only. I just want to let you know that. Sometimes men get offended, but it's okay, because I usually going to ask, by the time I get to the point of asking them the intention, the next question is, are you into men and women, or just women? But if you're into men, I'm not into that. So you can enjoy that, but I don't. So the spirit said, mentioned that to you today because it's something I'm picking up and something you need to add to him just to be on the same page. He may get a, let's say, but you know what,
he's not even talking about relationships. It's just someone that I've met who I was feeling like there was such a lot of descriptions of what you were saying, but I definitely, you know, that's definitely a question I would ask at some point.
Mm-hmm. I just feel things may expedite. I feel the same way you're feeling is the same way he's feeling. I feel like there's an attraction there. There's also a very mutual respect. He admires you. He admires your stand. I don't know what all you talked about, but it seems like, did you guys open up about spirituality and things of that nature?
No, we got as far as I kind of was just kind of encouraging him for what something he was walking through with his relationship with his, and he just kind of was, he kind of wanted to go justify something that had happened, and I just said, no, having done all, stand, you know, just stand, God'll stand, you know, God'll, you know, whatever it is, you know, if you stand, God, the Lord will bring justice, you know, and it was just like these little moment conversations. It's just, I think I've encountered him maybe 3-4 times on a personal level.
Okay.
So I don't even know his intentions. I don't even know if he, but I know you had gave a word that someone was watching me and that they were attracted to me.
Right.
And
right.
Since that time, he's been the one that's come kind of, in my experience, I mean, there's been some people, but he's kind of the only Christian, like, that I kind of would, so I don't even know, like, I don't even know where his head is regarding me, or,
Right. One thing I will say about him, he would naturally be attracted to you. Because number one, he doesn't think from a normal level. He does think he's vulnerable and he's very intuitive. I can also say he's very prophetic. He thinks from a higher level. He's very sensitive to others. As we said earlier, he definitely wants to make a impact on humanity, not just individuals, not just he's not just thinking about himself. When he thinks about doing things, he thinks about how can he help others. He's very sensitive to the feelings of others. And Say it again, woman of God.
I was saying that's what attracted, that's why I noticed him, because of everybody there, he was just very, I noticed how he treated people, and I noticed his reaction to the world and the respect that they gave him. He goes the extra mile, you know, and he does, you know, stuff that nobody else wants to, you know, and that's why he stood out, you know, just the way he loves people. And, which is very attractive, you know. I didn't find, you know, him so attractive, but his character, I just saw, a character that was very godly. Without him saying that he was godly, his lifestyle, his life that I saw in this short time was very impressive. I don't know. There's a connection. It's just like, but I don't want it to be anything. You know, if this is not the one for me.
Well, I'll say this: there's a choice to be made. You're going to learn more and more about him. He's going to share a lot about his story. And this is why the Spirit says, know those who you labor among. You're going to be able to learn and learn quickly. I just see this being a quick thing. So this is why it's important that you ask the question to find out what happened with his last relationship. God keeps stressing that. God keeps stressing, find out what happened in the last relationship. This is so powerful. Everything you said about him, he's a visionary. He does have the power and ability to inspire others, which he does. He's definitely an inventor. I don't know if you guys have spoken about anything. He's definitely a writer. His books should definitely be writing his books to publish them. And also, yeah, he works best in partnerships. It is important that he operates in partnerships. So it looks like in his first marriage, it's like he would have just stayed in it to make things happen. Even when it wasn't happening, he was staying in it to make it happen. Yet Father God says that in this season, as you get to know him better, this, you know what, it's so interesting because I keep feeling like the way you feel about him is just how he feels about you. So definitely... I don't know if you have anything coming up. Are you doing anything where you can invite him to anything?
Well, he's my trainer, so on Thursdays, I'll be able to, you know, while he's training me, I'll be able to have interactions. But I'm glad you said that because I was struggling, you know, you know, because we're old school. We would say, well, he's that fight at the white fight at the good thing. But I'm becoming more assertive and more, you know, so it gives me peace about inviting. You know, if there's a function or something like that, like recently they had something at Central Park, like a gospel thing, and I had thought about, you know. So I will, you know, I would definitely, get to know him better, if nothing else but for friendship. You know, he's definitely would be somebody I would want as a friend. He's really, he has that kind of character. But it's amazing, Prophet. I would definitely. Do you sense anything in his sexuality that I need to be mindful of?
That's why you're going to ask the questions when necessary. You don't have to jump the gun and ask it right away. There's something there. I don't know if there was some type of abuse in his life as a child. I don't know, and I don't want to say molestation. This is where you can even ask that question. Well, you know, how was it growing up? Where did you grow up? You know. And if you feel something, I feel there's something there. And even if he's experienced some of the questions you're going to ask, even if he experienced some of those things, maybe he'll be willing to open up and say yes or no to it, or maybe he won't. It's just helpful in this day and age that we speak openly with people. And as God said, just become friends, because this is where it begins. You guys could be friends for years, and you may never know until that. You definitely could use a good friend, and he definitely can use a good friend as well. And that's why Father God said, ask it, was it something? I saw something. I didn't know what it was. I felt like something around the arts, but I felt like a gallery or something. But you answered, it's a gospel concert. Definitely invite him out to the gospel concert. I said, you know what? I heard about a concert. Don't know if you're interested, but I'll be attending. Would you like to go together? You know, There's nothing wrong with that. That's not like they're trying to ask him out or trying to get in his pants or anything. You're just being real. There's a gospel concert coming up. I thought about you. Would you like to go?
Right.
Simple as that. One thing that I will say about this gentleman, he definitely has to have balance in his life. And we're, as you said, he's very meticulous and he does things very well. I'm not going to say he's a workaholic or he's addicted to work or he's addicted to exercise or anything of that nature, which it could be a possibility. A lot of times when friends come into your life, they help you get balance. Someone is a true friend will say, you know what, I think you may be overdoing it. You might, but you're open to, and if they're open to it, you know, he's so gifted. He has the ability to be a healer, teach others. As you said, he's in the mentoring. He definitely is a great writer. I see the art. I don't know if you've ever gotten to the communication, if he's like music, does he play music? These type of things that help give him the balance. I'm also looking at someone who may like to be in the kitchen, someone who may like to cook, clean, organize, things of that nature. He's definitely a visionary. So I do see him writing things down. I see him very organized. Yet you also want to begin to take a look at, besides these being natural giftings and skills, where did this come from? What caused this?